So the fourth question is saying, I'll be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you'll worship God on this mountain. That will be the sign. Why? The task I'm giving you is impossible without me. How will you know it's God? I'll give you success. I'll participate with you until you have cleared the impossible. And it will be clear to all and sundry. It's not Moses. It is God. Some of us don't want that kind of net result where you could easily be forgotten as people are saying, wow, how God used this guy. Not what this guy accomplished, but how God used this guy or this girl. That's what he's saying. You will worship me, not Moses, but me, God, on this mountain. How will you know it is me? How will you know it is me sending you? Because I will make you successful in an impossible situation. Then you will sense my presence, and everybody who sees will give glory to me as God. So I think you need to ask yourself whether in the calling, in the things you are involved in, however mundane they are, however much they are concentrating on doing things for people rather than for God, you must see in what you are doing a way of honoring to God. Isn't that the message of Colossians 3:23? Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. It may be you are doing a very mundane thing. You are making a tarmac road. You are a civil engineer. How will that civil engineer's project honor God? You must see God's presence in your project so that it will bring glory to Him.